The Year of Faith with Father Don De Castro.
Meditation number 3. From where did the Catholic Church get her teachings? We must know the way perfectly. We cannot afford to commit any mistake because we have only one soul. We must make sure that the source of our belief is reliable. So from where does the Catholic Church get her teachings on how to attain eternal life? First, from our own natural intellect, not yet from any external source. Like we heard that there was a cute God somewhere, no. The first is from our own personal interior intellectual faculty. In other words, the first source of truth is to use your heads. We see ourselves and we see the many things around us and we say, I am alive. I have being or existence. And we say the same things about everything we see around us. They exist. They have being. The next logical question is, who made me? And all these other things. Apparently not an ordinary human being. It must have been made by a transcendental being. A being superior to man. He must be all-wise and all-powerful, evidently. And I relate to this being with an I-thou relationship. I am the inferior being and he is a superior being. This is the first basic, natural Catholic truth upon which all truths will be gradually built on. This is called the basic proposition. This basic proposition is the beginning of faith. But it is only a natural faith which should be raised to the supernatural level before it can benefit us unto eternal life. The first source of our Catholic belief is our own intellect. The second source is the maker of our intellect. This supreme transcendental being must have tried to communicate with the human race, something expected from a wise and omnipotent divinity. And the human mind would want to know if this indeed happened. The second source of Catholic belief is this, that the chosen people seems to have discovered that this divine being did in fact try to communicate with the human race in a limited way, and they have convincingly proven that God indeed did so in the Old Testament. Any human intellect can be convinced that this indeed happened. Thus, the intellect is convinced that God indeed spoke to man in the Old Testament. And this beyond all reasonable doubt is proven by the science of philosophy, and not because the Jews said so. From the Old Testament, the human mind can discover greater knowledge that corresponds to the initial discovery of what the intellect learned concerning who am I and who are thou in the I and thou relationship. The Old Testament seems to be a continuity of what the human mind had initially discovered on its own. It is for this reason that the Catholic Church believes in the Old Testament, seeing that it is a continuation of what the human mind, what the human intellect, has already first discovered. The third source of the beliefs of the Catholic Church comes from this. In its quest for the supreme truth, the mind, by thinking, would suspect that if this transcendental being is indeed good, he would send his only son to make sure man is in the right path. Though unimaginable, it is a possibility. Then the mind notices that the Old Testament points to this possibility in its prophecies. And this is precisely what the New Testament states, that God, in his love for man, sent his only Son to earth to teach man the way back to heaven. So, the Catholic Church, after intense study, discovered that the New Testament is a deeper and a continuous explanation of the truth the human mind had initially discovered. So the Catholic Church declared that indeed, the human mind can see that what it had initially believed on its own had been confirmed by the New Testament after thousands of years of studying. So, declared that the Old Testament and the New Testament are indeed dependable sources of truth to guide the human mind. Seeing that the mind in itself is a guide for human acts, seeing that the Old Testament and the New Testament are also dependable guides for human acts, we should examine what these books are saying. It is clear that God himself had spoken not only to the prophets, but had spoken through his own Son. Let us now come to the fourth source of Catholic truths and teachings. We read that the Son of God also spoke to the apostles. And in fact, Christ gave the apostles the perfect knowledge on how man can attain both his human and spiritual goals. But existing situations did not allow the apostles to write down all that they were taught by God. Well, they did not have computers, papers, and ball pens, and so forth and so on. They could only write very little in small manuals called the Gospels. From then on, up to the present, the successors of the apostles and so-called fathers of the church had been trying to figure out what the apostles were able to learn but were not able to write down. More recently, the doctors of the church had been doing exactly the same things. But didn't God do something more reliable than depending on the next generation to guess what his own Son taught to the apostles? Yes, in fact he did. And so we come to the fifth source of Catholic truths. Christ instituted a church, to teach the rest of mankind the complete teachings that His Son gave the first apostles. Though, through the Holy Spirit, God would teach the church gradually, with the arrangement that when this institution called Catholic Church had regained completely the knowledge that Christ had given the apostles once upon a time, to the apostles, then it would be the end of the world. When the church has regained all those knowledge, because by that time the church would become a bride prepared for the wedding with the Son of God in heaven.